For over 1,600 Australians that are diagnosed with brain cancer each year, it did happen to them.
It happened to my dad.
I was one too.
My husband was one.
My dad was too.
It could happen to any one of us.
A little bit of the promo I made for the Beanies for Brain Cancer campaign. It gets underway tomorrow night. The National Rugby League clubs, players, fans uniting to raise money for brain cancer research. And this is the seventh iteration. The annual Beanie for Brain Cancer round kicks off tomorrow night. The whole round, beanies for sale. The Mark Hughes Foundation hoping to sell its 1 millionth beanie during the Beanies for Brain Cancer round, and they're hoping to raise $3.5 million during this year's Beanie for Brain Cancer round, which sees players, clubs, fans, broadcasters, Nine and Fox all getting together behind a great cause. And the man that made it all happen, he's on the line, Mark Hughes. Morning, Mark.
Good morning, Richard.
Busy time of the year for you, no doubt, Mark.
It sure is, mate. It's a great time of year. It's a lot of work goes in behind the scenes. We've got a very small team that work in at Hamilton there all year round, and this is the big week for us. A lot of planning, a lot of work goes into it, but it doesn't happen without the mountains of support that we get out there. It's unbelievable.
Look, I know you've told the story a million times, but how did this come to be? Just tell us about your own story and your own cancer journey briefly, Mark.
Look, it's a familiar story for families with brain cancer, but you can be going along very fit and healthy and no signs, and then from nowhere I had a headache for a day or two and a scan, and then John Hunter Hospital, head was spinning, radiation, chemotherapy, and all of a sudden, at the age of 36, I'd become this high-grade brain cancer patient. No cure for brain cancer, and no one knew much about it. So thankfully, with my wife, Kira Lee, we decided that we needed to start something up to raise awareness and raise funds so that there's some hope out there for brain cancer. And I'm proud to say 9 or so years later, with the help of so many people, we're on track.
And what do the doctors and the science say about your condition now? You're in remission, Mark?
It's probably not the word used, Richard, but I just get scans every 4 or 5 months, going along amazingly well. Brain cancer is not something that your doctors are going to say to you. You know, they're not going to shake your hand and say, won't see you again. And that's the hard thing with brain cancer. So, you know, it's a tough disease, and we've seen some amazing improvements in breast cancers and other cancers because of funding and research, and that's what our dream is with brain cancer.
Look, you've raised millions of dollars, and I know last year there was the big announcement that the Mark Hughes Foundation, a $25 million brain cancer research centre here in Newcastle at the University of Newcastle. Where is that at now in 2023, Mark?
A year down the track, Professor Mike Fay is the chair and leading this, and he's a wonderful man, and he's building a team. We're very happy with where it's at. I mean, things don't happen overnight with this kind of thing.
And, sure.
We've got researchers now based in Newcastle, but we've also got team spanning right around Australia. It's very hard to relocate everyone, so we've realised we've had to, you know, get partners, and they still live in their normal regions, Brisbane, Perth, wherever that is, and they report in and we monitor them. So that's a big part of it. We had 100 researchers, brain cancer specialists, in the one room.
Wow.
In Newcastle about a month ago, and that was a big thing. And I was the first speaker of the day, and I just said that I'm a team player, and it's all about teamwork, and this is a big problem, and we're not going to solve it on our own. We need lots of great minds, lots of heads thinking, collaborating, sharing ideas, so we can accelerate the cure for this thing and get better outcomes.
One of the statistics I know you've highlighted over the years as the leading light with the Mark Hughes Foundation, the number of young Australians that are impacted and many die of brain cancer, Mark.
Yes, Richard. It's so it's the biggest cancer killer of 40-year-olds and under. So that's people hitting them in the prime of their lives. They've got young children. Some of them have babies on the way. Like, it's horrific out there. And also for children under 10, it's a dreadful disease. So, yeah, it hits people and families extremely hard. And we're just, you know, we're working hard to fix that. Now, our brain cancer care nurses across Newcastle and regional New South Wales, I did a tour of that about 6 weeks ago. I went to Port Macquarie, Coffs Harbour, Armidale, Tamworth, and the work of our brain cancer nurses. I had families coming to me and tearing and crying and saying, wow, thank you for what these guys are doing. So, you know, there's some really good things happening out there with the brain cancer nurses as well.
Right. Now, what's the goal for this year and how can we help?
Yeah. So, look, we're just grateful we get support. We'd love to raise around $3.5 million, which is an enormous amount. But we know people, you know, there's lots of great charity and all that out there. So if people can support us, we'd love that. You can get our beanies. They're $25. Get on the Mark Hughes Foundation website, or you can go to Lowe's right across Australia. You can go to IGAs. Select most of the IGAs have them. And just grab a beanie. It's going to be a big weekend of footy this weekend. There's no nighttime game, unfortunately. So that's bad luck. But you can get your beanie, sit at home, put your UGG boots on, and watch a great round of footy.
Will the beanies be available at grounds for the NRL matches this weekend for round 18?
Yeah, they sure will, mate. I'm going to go. I'll be out at Cronulla game on Thursday night.
Right.
I'll be at the Raiders game on Saturday, and then I'll be at Manly Roosters on Sunday. And that's where the big three trek, these amazing individuals. They're going to leave Friday morning from the stadium, and they're going to walk to Sydney. There's 60-odd of them, Richard, which is amazing.
Right.
In 3 days, they'll walk to Sydney.
Well, I bought one every year, and I went to Westfield at Katara here in Newcastle to Lowe's, and I got mine yesterday. And I noticed they've now both the men's and the women's have got the pom-pons on top.
Now, the black with the... There's a beanie that's black with white in it. Is that the one you got, Richard?
That's the one I've got, yeah.
Right, you're in luck, my friend.
Oh.
You can fold that inside out, and there's a little... You can actually unpick the pom-pom if the pom-pom's not your thing.
But no, I like it.
I would have thought you'd be a pom-pom man.
Yeah, I am a pom-pom man.
Yeah, that is important to know. It's not for everyone. So on the black and white ones, you can undo the pom-pom and be gone of the pom-pom if that's what you want to do.
No, I'm going to leave it there. No, they're great, mate. All right, look, it's a cause that is obviously worth supporting if you possibly can. Lowe's stores, through the Mark Hughes Foundation website, and at all the grounds for round 18 in the NRL, which is the beanies for brain cancer round. You mentioned the Knights, mate. I've got to ask you about the Knights. What's the solution? How can we get a win? We're playing the Bulldogs 2:00 on Sunday.
Yeah, we've shown signs of, you know, improvement, haven't we? And then we go a couple of steps back, and I think last week was quite a disappointing result. Richard, yeah, I think Canterbury's a game we can win, and I just really hope we can find a way to win. But it's a tough time. I went in and spoke to the team last week, and they're such a great group of blokes, and I wish them success, but... And then we're just finding it pretty hard to have any success at the moment. So it is a tough time.
And what about New South Wales for State of Origin 3? Do we have any hope?
Yeah, we've got good hope. Coming back at home, it's a different story. So hopefully we can restore a bit of pride, get a good crowd there, and, get a win up and have a bit of confidence
going into
next year. But, geez, hats off to Queensland. They've done well.
Yeah, they certainly have done well. Mate, great to talk to you. Thank you very much for your time. Maintain the rage, keep up the wonderful work, and let's hope Mark Hughes Foundation raises lots of money over the Beanies for Brain Cancer Rain. All the best, mate.
Thanks, Richard. You've been with us every step of the way, mate, and I always appreciate it.
It's a pleasure. Mark Hughes, the Mark Hughes Foundation, Beanies for Brain Cancer Round. It kicks off tomorrow night, Thursday, 7:00, all the action right here at the Sharks-Dragons game, and the beanies will be for sale at all the grounds for round 18, all the matches available through Lowe's and the Mark Hughes Foundation website. It's a great cause if you possibly can support it.